This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Don't blow it. That statement tells someone not to make a mistake, but it would absolutely not apply to an artisan who's creating beautiful blown glass artifacts which are going around the globe from rural Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. April Lemon is the founder and owner of More Than Lemons, a glass-blowing shop and gallery in Holton, Kansas. She grew up in Muskota in far northeast Kansas. "I'd always done art," Lemon said. She wanted to see the world, so she joined the Coast Guard and served during Desert Storm and Desert Shield before coming back to Kansas. In 2005, she and her husband moved to Holton when her husband took a position as a woodworking instructor for Washburn Tech in Topeka. "He asked me, 'What have you always wanted to do?'" Lemon said. "Glass always intrigued me," she said. She was interested in using molten glass to create beautiful artifacts. Lemon took classes in glass to earn her Bachelor of Fine Arts degree at Emporia State. 2 weeks before graduation, she and her husband bought a historic 130-year-old building in downtown Holton. After they did a major renovation, it became the site of her glass-blowing business. She named the business More Than Lemons as a play on her last name. More Than Lemons has an art gallery in the front and a workshop in the back. The family lives upstairs. "The gallery started with just me," Lemon said. "Now there are 56 artists who display their work here," she said. "The workshop in the back is where Lemon can heat glass to 2100 degrees, color, and shape it, plus do the cold grinding and polishing to finish the products. Here people can not only observe the art of glass blowing, but can actually participate in its creation on certain days." "I do experiences," Lemon said. "I have stadium seating in my hot shop so people can observe," she said. "I enjoy hosting school tours. Students don't know that creating art in this way is an option," she said. In 2018, she bought a mobile glass-blowing unit so she could demonstrate her art on the road. She also was selected to the touring artist roster of the Kansas Arts Commission. "I enjoy sharing it with people when they've never seen it before," Lemon said. "I like to create," Lemon said. "I do a lot of sunflower bowls and other sculptural items from nature," she said. Her art collection includes her Boulder series, Log series, and what she calls Hunter's Paradise, which features glass creations on deer antlers. She also produces vases, flowers, animals, bowls, drinkware, ornaments, and other designs. A special product is memorial glass, including cremated remains of loved ones or even a beloved pet. Cremains are mixed into hot glass with a swirled pattern of color, which results in a beautiful remembrance. These can be shaped into hearts, roses, orbs, pendants, and more. In 2024, Lemon had the unique experience of assisting with the filming of the movie 25 Miles to Normal. "I got to teach actress Michelle Hurd how to blow glass," Lemon said. "I directed one scene and was in another," she said. Her gallery and hot shop in Holton have become a major draw. "In my first year, our guestbook showed visitors from 34 states and 14 countries," she said. "Each one of Lemon's products is unique." "It's not an assembly line," Lemon said. "Each one is handmade." Lemon has shipped products all over the U.S. and Mexico, and as far away as China, Pakistan, England, Germany, and Guam. "I did a cutting board that went to Paris," Lemon said. That's an impressive record for an artist who began in the rural community of Muskota, population 155 people. Now that's rural. For more information, see www.morethanlemons.com. That's www.morethanlemons.com. Don't blow it. We may use those words when telling someone not to make a mistake, but in this case, this rural Kansas artist is blowing molten glass into beautiful creations. We commend April Lemon for making a difference with her artistry and creativity, and that's no mistake. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.